I am Brenda Finley, and today is the 23rd of February, 2008. I am interviewing Madeline E. Daniels. Ms. Daniels, when and where were you born?
I was born in Roanoke, Virginia, on Salem Avenue, July the 4th, 1926. And then we moved from Salem Avenue to Norfolk Avenue when I was 3 years old. And we've been there ever since, my family.
Tell me a little bit about your parents and your brothers and sisters.
Well, I had two brothers, Leroy and James. Leroy was 2 years older than me, and I'm 3 years older than James.
Describe your house.
We had a little wooden house, about 4 or 5 rooms the most. And it was comfortable to us because that's all we knew. and then later on, when we built some more into the house, but I was...
What kind of activities did you participate in when you were living in Roanoke?
Well, not too much, because it wasn't too much to do at that time when I was coming up in 26, 27, 28.
What kind of work did your family do?
Well, my father was a railroad man. He worked on a railroad all his life until he retired many years ago.
Okay, how about your school life? Where did you go to school?
First, it was a little wooden church when I first started school on Norfolk Avenue. I went there, and then from there to Harrison. And I went to the 7th grade. And then I was losing the sight of my eyes, but they didn't completely go. Thank God. And then I left school, and I started to work in Roanoke, but the work was... not too much work. And so I left and went to New York in 47. And I was there until 92. And then...
Okay, did anybody in your family ever go to college?
Not none of my immediate family.
What did you do at home at night? Did you ever listen to the radio? Or
that was all I listened to was the radio. Yes, we listened to the radio.
Do you remember when you got a telephone or when you got your refrigerator? Do you remember things like that?
Yes, I do. We had lamp light. I remember when we first got our electricity. And then we had a refrigerator and a wash machine. And that was the happiest day of my mother's life.
What kind of chores did you have to do?
My main thing was washing dishes, and they helped keep the house clean. And my brother, they used to take out the garbage and whatever else they had to do.
Were there any stories or recipes or anything like that were passed down through your family?
Not really, because back then they cooked by a little pinch of this and a little pinch of that. And so I'm still doing that little pinch today.
Did your spouse or any of your children or your siblings ever serve in the military?
No, but I was married in 47 in New York, and And I was married 31 years before my husband died in 89. And then I lost my father also in 89. And then I moved to Roanoke, back to Roanoke in 92 to look after my mother. And then she passed in 96. And I've been here ever since.
What's one of your fondest childhood memories?
leaving Roanoke. No, I think, leaving Roanoke.
What kind of work have you done throughout your life?
Well, let's see. I worked when I went to New York. I worked for a pharmaceutical, and the people that owned the pharmaceutical, I worked for them for 43 years until I moved back home.
Did you ever use the public library when you were in school?
Yes, I did, which wasn't long, but I did a little while I was here.
What kind of cultural things, activities happened around Roanoke when you were here? Did any musical events or bands or that kind of thing come in?
Yes, they did.
While you were living here?
Yes, they had bands and things to come in whilst I was living here, but I was rather young, so I didn't participate in that too much.
How's Roanoke changed over the years?
Roanoke changed an awful lot, because back there then, we had the streetcars, we had the dairy, we had lamplight. It was said that didn't. It changed a lot, an awful lot.
What kind of jobs were available?
It was not too many jobs available. That's why I left going to New York to find work, and which I did.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share that maybe we didn't cover?
No, the churches, that was my biggest thing in Roanoke when I was coming up. We went to Sunday school every Sunday morning. We had to be in Sunday school. We had to go back to church at 12 o'clock. And then in the afternoon, we had to go back to church to BTU. And then we also had a night service. And after the night service, we had two little churches right down the street from where I lived. And we went from one to the other, Mrs. Fannison's church. We would go there until they turned out. And then we would go to Reverend Cole's church. And it would last maybe another hour, half an hour longer. We went there until it turned out. And then we came home. And so that was about it. But our biggest day Sunday was church day. No missing no churches.
Well, we thank you very much for participating in our oral history event here.
Well, thank you, thank you. Oh, that's so